The main mission is to help those in the greatest need with food, clothing, and home furnishings.
And how do you go about helping someone who needs those things?
Well, we have a food pantry, and we're open 8 times a month. And we have a free clothing store that's open 2 times a month. And we keep a running list of those that have called requesting furnishings for a home if they've just become not homeless and put into a house or an apartment, or if they're struggling after a fire, or if they're just down on their luck and need some more.
And your organization specifically helps people in Rockingham County, right?
Yes, we do have some from North Augusta, as it's right here on our border, but yes, mainly Rockingham County.
Jeff, how has the mission changed since the coronavirus crisis?
Honestly, with us, it hasn't changed. In times like this, people need hope. And that's all we have to cling to, because with fear, anxiety, and just the craziness of what's going on in our world, we haven't changed anything. We're still on the same hours. We've changed how we operate. We don't have people actually come into the food pantry to pick out food. We have pre-made boxes, so we're doing like a drive-through. As far as what we do, our mission stays the same. And we're going to be here no matter what's going on because people need, like I said, they need hope.
What type of services can you provide a person or family, you know, that's experiencing issues specifically because of the outbreak?
We can provide food. We have USDA food. And at this point, the guidelines are still in place for income limits. However, we do have food available during our pantry days. And people can just come on those pantry days and get registered into the system and go away with a box of food that day.
Have you seen an increase in people needing help at this time?
We have. We've had several pantries since the coronavirus came out, and we did have an increase at each of those pantries.
So if someone is looking for help, the best way is to call Hope Distributed or just kind of stop on by through that drive-through service like you talked about, Jeff? How do they do that?
Well, they can do either way. We've had people email us, hit us up on Facebook, and call us as well. And we've had people just show up the night of a pantry, and we register them on the spot. You know, we're here to provide a service, and that's what we're going to do. So call us, email us, or just show up, and we'll get you through.
What originally sparked the mission behind Hope Distributed? How long have you guys been doing this, and how did it all start?
Well, Hope Distributed started in 2004. And just some folks at Harrisburg First Church of Nazarene saw a need, and they acted. The one thing that we're talking about in our church right now is go, which is going out and doing the work that needs to be done, and that's where it started. In 2018, we expanded. Now we're in our new building, which is beautiful, and you know, that's where it started. And that's where we came from.
If there's someone who wants to, say, volunteer to help Hope Distributed, are you accepting volunteers at this time? And what does someone do when they are a volunteer?
I am. As volunteer coordinator, I am always looking for help, for long-term help. But in the immediacy, we need help getting the pickups from the area grocery stores that donate to us. We need help sorting and organizing those items so that we can pack boxes. We need help packing boxes. And we need help loading vehicles on pantry night. So if they just want to give me a call through the main line of Hope Distributed, I'll get them set up and we'll get rocking and rolling.
It would also be wise for us to mention that, you know, we're doing our regular service as we have been, and we've seen an uptick in numbers for that. But we've also started a partnership with Harrisonburg City Schools and Rockingham County Schools to help feed their children since there's no school. And because of that, you know, that we've taken on more work, and we could really use the volunteer help with that as well.
Awesome. Well, it's excellent work you both are doing. Thank you so much, and really appreciate your time. Jeff Wilhelm and Ellen Braun from Hope Distributed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.